All right, Bricks. The torch is lit. The athletes are arriving, descending on London. Summer Olympics, baby. They open tomorrow. Who's excited?
You, apparently.
I'm a little excited. I can get up for something that happens once every 4 years.
A lot of stuff happens once every 4 years. Tsunamis happen like once every 4 years.
And
I'm not getting super
and we
excited
go
about
ape about tsunamis.
You know, it's funny. Have you seen the new Batman yet?
I have not seen the new Batman yet. I need to.
You need to see that. There is a drastic oversight in that movie, and I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
But there is a tsunami. Batman creates a tsunami, and then they just ignore it. Like, there's not a tsunami that's about to happen. So I would like to, if Christopher Nolan is listening, go back, revisit this issue.
He's a frequent listener of the Two Guys, One Mic podcast.
And, yeah, so there's definitely some tsunami. So what's your excitement level for this Olympic Games?
I don't know. What it's saying, out of 10? For Olympics, I'm always high. So I'm going to say I'm at, like, an 8. Because I dig the Olympics. I'll get involved. I'll listen to me some Bob Costas and Al Troutwig doing gymnastics.
Yeah, good to hear Trout anytime. Except, I'll tell you, HDTV has hurt Al Troutwig because he has a terrible grill, man.
Ooh.
He has a rotting set of chiclets. They are bad.
Don't you feel bad for those people who were like huge on TV and then HD came out and everyone was like, oh, jeez,
Hideki Matsui has crater face.
When did the Predator show up on my TV? What are you excited? Do you like the summer game?
Excitement level, I would put it like a 5. I could take it or leave it.
Really?
You know, it's here. I'll watch it. I'll get into it. But when it's not here, you know, it's not like my summer is basing. Can't wait. If it's a Met Games on and U.S. track and field is on, I'm probably watching the Mets. I'm saying probably because if they continue this losing streak, I'll probably switch over to track and field. But I don't really care. There's some stuff I'm looking forward to.
What stuff? What are you excited for?
The Sevens rugby, I think, is going to be must-watch television.
Right.
It's going to be.
We were talking about this last week a little bit. That's right. A little fast-paced rugby.
My dad was a pretty good rugby player in his day, so I've been around some rugby.
You understand how the game works?
Because
I watch and I'm like, he scored.
Yeah, I have a decent understanding. Hey. You know, I couldn't break you down the nuances of rugby.
However, we couldn't get some X and O
it is an
chalk
interesting
talk.
Game. Yeah, and you know, this is fast-paced. It's basically arena football of rugby. 7 people, 11 minutes, just run scoring. It's, you know, hitting. Mm-hmm. It's going to be. I think that's going to be very interesting to watch. At least more so than, you know, people throwing javelins. What are you looking forward to?
I'm always kind of involved in the swimming because I'm interested. It's like that rivalry between Phelps and that other guy.
Oh, intense. The passion you bring to the Olympic Games.
That's right.
That rivalry
other
between
guy.
Phelps and the other
that
dude.
Other
which,
guy.
By the way,
Ryan Lochte, that's his name, right? Yeah.
So you're telling me that the best sporting event in the Olympics, when the world comes together, is an event between a U.S. guy and his teammate, another U.S. guy. That's the best thing in this world event.
I'm not saying it's like overwhelming. That's the best. You asked me some things.
It
is a top 10 story. It absolutely is.
Right.
Phelps is trying to become the most decorated Olympic athlete ever
in modern Olympics.
That's right.
There was probably a Greco-Roman wrestler.
There was that dude who ran from the Battle of Marathon to Athens, who then died and was awarded 30 gold medals. So I mean, there is that guy.
Right,
Marcus Frank Papadopoulos. I think was his name.
There you go.
I think that was his full name. I like. Obviously, even though you're going to say some stuff, I always get into the soccer. Even though the U.S. men's team crapped all over themselves and didn't make it in.
Right. You know what the thing is with soccer that is actually somewhat intriguing with the Olympics? I think that soccer in this country, or at least for my dollar bill, is very similar to tennis in that I care just as much, if not more, I would tend to say more, about the women's side than the men's.
That's
side.
True. That's true. I am excited for the women's team.
I'm all about Team USA
because they're actually
women.
Here. you know, there's your normal, you know, some beach volleyball occasionally. Not so much the men's beach volleyball, but anyway, you hear the travesty that has occurred with the women's beach volleyball.
With the optional unis? It is kind of ridiculous. I mean, you go to a Yankee game to see great players. If you take the great players off the Yankees, I don't want to go watch their games. You go to beach volleyball games to see babes in bikinis. You take the babes in bikinis out of beach volleyball, all you have left is beach volleyball. So you look like an episode of 90210.
You can't. You mean you can't respect the skill of Misty May Trainer and Carrie Walsh?
I can. Carrie Walsh is an American hero. Now that you mention it,
American hero.
She's up
there. That's not a little strong.
Presuming she plays for the American team.
Let me ask you this: what's the sport that you in no way want to see? Like you'll flip through, you'll see it on, and goes, that's an Olympic sport, and then keep going.
Synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming. That's an interesting one.
It's not even a sport. And you know, people say, well, it's like figure skating. Figure skating, although I'm not saying I love it, there is some crazy, crazy skill involved with figure skating. They're throwing people and they're landing on blades on ice.
Yep.
And doing all sorts of crazy triple axels, quintuplets, other phrases.
Other moves.
So
as well.
I can respect the level of difficulty. Do I think it's more of a performance art than a sport? Yeah,
but
that's parsing. This is a performance art without the amazing athleticism that goes along with figure skating. It's just people in a wading pool twirling.
You know which one? All right, this is the one that gets me every time. Badminton and table tennis to some extent too, but here's specifically why badminton is ridiculous, because the ball, the shuttlecock that they use,
right,
if you will.
I will.
In no other sport, it's designed specifically to go just far enough to get over the net, but not far enough to make you actually have to walk to go get it. Like, there's no way you can hit a shuttlecock more than 10 feet.
Yeah, the badminton's ridiculous. Table tennis is ridiculous in name until you watch it, and you're like,
"Oh, it's intense."
These dudes are not playing the same ping pong that I'm playing.
No,
that's not what I'm.
This is not like a Friday night game when you're a freshman in high school. And
yeah, exactly. It's not like let's get drunk and play ping pong.
Well, the ball went behind the water heater. I guess we gotta go get another one.
No, those dudes are playing table tennis. They're not playing ping pong. There's a big difference.
And also, the ball can go anywhere. But like, literally, when you're playing badminton, the ball that you're using is designed to stay within an arm's length of the competitors.
Yeah, that's true. It's a ridiculous notion that
this could phrase,
be a sport.
even at barbecues, this phrase has never been uttered. Well, he who hits it has to go get it. You hit a ball in Wiffle and it's in the bushes. All right, you gotta go get it because you hit it
exactly.
Everyone's like, "Oh, you want me to get that because I hit it?" No, dude, it's badminton. It's
right
a foot
there.
And a half from me. I think I can get it.
The only reason it's on the ground is because I just whiffed. I just missed it.
Exactly.
I could have hit it. It was right there. I just missed it. And where is badminton? Because most of these sports, if not all of these sports, I would venture to say all of these sports are big somewhere.
Where is badminton?
It's like a national sport somewhere, to the point that people petition to say this should be a game. Where is badminton huge? Where is there the Wrigley Field of badminton?
I gotta be honest. I think it's just dudes' graduation parties. That's where badminton is huge, and that's it.
That's Sweden. They just cook out all the time and just play badminton.
One of them I love. That's kind of like that. Like, for some reason, they took a backyard event and made it interesting. You ever see the trampoline?
For the gymnastic event.
But it's not tied to the gymnastics event. Like, it's a separate event where it's just dudes jumping like 40 feet in the air and doing spins and stuff on a trampoline.
Yeah.
That's intense. You know why that's intense? Because if you miss, like if you screw up in the dive or whatever, you die.
You get Jabba Chamberlain at least.
Right. Yeah. But like, there's a guy whose job it is at the Summer Olympics is just stand next to the dudes in the trampoline, and when something goes wrong, push the crash pad somewhere in their general direction and hope they land on it instead of the cement floor.
Right, which...
That's intense.
I mean, you could probably just pad the whole flooring area.
There are probably better ways to do it.
I may maybe write an open letter to the Olympic Committee on that one. I just think that a lot of those games are like that would just be a terrible X game event is really what that is. That's
it
like
is a
you're watching
bit.
The
you're
X
right.
games and you're like, well, you're this right. is weak. I'm gonna go watch an idiot jump off something really high on a motorcycle. That's better than watching an idiot jump too high on a trampoline.
What do you speaking of jumping high? What are your thoughts on the diving?
I like the diving.
You're pro diving?
I like the diving.
See, I can't get past the small splash thing. I don't. I'm an American, damn it. I like to see things explode. So I like to see the big splash. What I want to see is Rex Ryan and Andy Reid standing next to each other on that 10-meter or whatever meter board.
I would just like to see which one ends up getting back up to the top of the water after that.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see how much of the pool they can empty if they both belly flop in at the same time.
Andy Reid would take that down. You know, Rex Ryan's lost 120 pounds.
That's
Looks like $1 million. All right, what event would you want in if you want badminton out? What are you putting in?
Shuffleboard. The curling of the Summer Olympics, baby. The curling of the Summer Olympics. I want shuffleboard involved.
I want badminton out.
Yes.
Not a sport, but shuffleboard in.
What? So it can be done in my backyard, so it's cool, but it can be done on a cruise ship, so it's got to be out.
No, they're
Put
both
shuffleboard
out.
In.
You know what I want to go fishing.
Come on, there's some.
It's a hands down no brainer. Baseball should be in this. Baseball and softball. I'm going to be all inclusive on this. Mm. Both of those sports should definitely be in, and I'm definitely watching both of those. The World Baseball Classic.
I
want the World Baseball Classic. That's called the Summer Olympics.
All right. So what you're saying is you're anti shuffleboard.
I'm not anti-shuffleboard, I suppose. I'm not egregiously on. You're talking on-floor shuffleboard, right? You're not talking table shuffleboard.
No. I'm talking like you get your friggin' like hockey stick, then you push the friggin' plate down the thing. Yes.
Okay.
Curling, except on a tennis court instead of a...
Curling provides much more skill. By the way, when I have a son, that kid will curl. Because you can make the Olympics doing that, and that's really cool. And then you can forever say you're Olympian because you beat out the other six guys to make the curling team.
Yeah, the other six guys in the country who curl.
I have a friend of mine who's a court tennis player. He plays court tennis, which is an extremely bizarre game. You can look it up. It was literally like made in a dungeon, and then they recreated it. There's like windows. You can hit it in windows. They basically remodeled this guy's backyard, and they've been doing it for centuries. It's one of the oldest games of all time. And he's an alternate on the American court tennis national team. Not because he's great, but because there's like six guys who play court tennis in the age group, and he's better than one of them. So it's a four-guy team, him as the alternate, and then one guy who just can't beat Gordon.
I'm going to tell you, you and I got to get into court tennis.
I think
we have a real future.
Exactly. We certainly don't.
We have arms.
Not have a future. There's nobody there.
That's right.
Unless you die, you have a future in court tennis.
Is there an event that you're going to watch that you're then not going to tell people that you watched?
Yes, that event is called Hope Solo.
That's it? You're just going to ISO Hope Solo?
Hope Solo.
Do you think the NBC Sports Network has realized what they're sitting on? Do they have an online just solo cam on
they
Solo?
They should.
Right? They do that every now and then on the NFL Network. You can go on and just look at one player or something.
There'll be a lot.
I know they do it, I think, for the NHL.
There'll be a lot of eighth grade boys that'll be hoping Solo, if you know what I mean, after watching the
it'd be great.
Game.
Solo on Solo.
Solo
boom.
Game.
NBC,
boom.
NBCSportsNetwork.com. Solo on Solo.
You know what?
Be the biggest website ever for 3 weeks.
Or I was thinking of a website of Hope Solo's cleavage and call it Solo Cups. SoloCups.com. And it's just a big... But that probably gets shut down pretty quickly. Too quickly before
NBC,
we get out,
this
is probably the most important thing to go for. End of the day, gun to your head, Solo or Morgan? Hope Solo, Alex Morgan.
Oh, damn.
I'm going Solo. You know where my allegiances are, and I stand by them. However, I do see where the debate could lie.
Mm. Tougher question has never been asked. I gotta be honest. I'm gonna go Morgan.
Going Morgan.
I'm gonna go Morgan.
We have a split jury.
All right, real quick. End of the day. End of these 3 weeks. Who's got the most medals?
America.
Who's got the most golds?
America.
America. We'll be right back with an outrageous claim.